It's a rainy Sunday, late morning, and I'm just sitting around, big giant, resting after a night out last night with friends. And I had some plans today, but since it's raining and stuff, I've just been laying in bed, and I decided to have a little fun. I would hold a competition for my tinies. Yeah, the boys who live in my socks and in my underwear pouch, and who I occasionally fuck with by pressing them into my armpit when I'm super sweaty. Which, is pretty intense in there. I decided I'd hold a competition for them. I always wake up with a boner, and today was no exception. So I scooped all my able-bodied tinies together, and I let them know the ground rules for the competition. Ground rules were you have to start in my pubes. Like, ideally, you're so covered in pubic hair, I can't even really see you. And you have to start climbing from the pubes, and whoever gets to the top wins. Whoever gets to the top first wins. They get a treat, and there can only be, one winner who gets the treat, and the treat is that little tiny who made it to the top. I'm so proud of him. Look at him. He's so happy. He made it. Yeah, the treat is that he now is allowed, he gets to have the privilege, the like huge honor for a tiny of fucking my pee hole. So he gets to put his tiny little wiener into my massive giant piss hole where all my piss and cum comes out of, and he gets to fuck it. Yeah, isn't that fun? He gets to fuck it. And I think it's pretty hilarious watching a tiny, fuck my dick tip. And when he's done there, when he's done there, I have another treat for him, which is that I'm actually going to let him spend the afternoon in my ear. I'm going to let him, when he's done coming, I'm going to let him curl up into my ear because, my tinies. I can kind of hear them chattering in my underwear and my socks, but I can't hear what they're saying because they're so little and far away. But my tinies, one of the big requests I often get is they want to talk to me. They want to talk to the giant. But obviously I can't hear them unless I have them like cupped on my palm and I'm holding it right up close to my face. I really can't hear them. So I had this idea that whoever won the competition today, not only would they get to fuck my piss slit, they would also get to spend the afternoon curled up in my ear, which means if he talks to me, I'll be able to hear him. So we can have a conversation. And all the other tinies that live on my body, they probably won't be able to hear what he's saying, but they'll get to hear my answers. And they'll be so jealous that they don't get to talk to their giant, that this guy, my most athletic little tiny, look at him, summiting the peak of my god cock. Yeah, he's so excited to be there. And look at, you can see he's already getting ready to get his fucking little tiny, tiny, tiny little tiny dick into my pee hole. And unfortunately, there's a punishment for not making it to the top of my dick first. Well, not a punishment really. I mean, it's a pleasure in a way, but if you don't make it to the top on time, I will use you to jack off. So this tiny who's in second place, he's actually trapped under my thumb, pressed against my thick shaft. And it's probably looks fun for you if you're looking at this from home, but having his face buried in my penis, but his his feet are in some pain right now because I'm pinning him to my dick. And of course I'm stroking up and down. So he's like flailing all over the place and quite stressed out. And as soon as his ankles can't take it anymore, I'm going to peel him off there and use this other boy, this really lazy little fucker, who hasn't even made it past my balls. I mean, I guess some guys like balls. I would assume this tiny is just like really sexually entranced by my balls and the way they smell and what it's like to stand on them. And so he's just fucking taking his sweet time. But I will be using him to jack off here in a sec. But I want to really prioritize the winner here. Look at him up there. Look at him. Oh, he's so happy. Oh, you see that smile on his face? You see the way his whole body is getting excited to fuck? Yeah. Most tinies, they're so used to getting fucked, both mentally and also, of course, physically, having been shrunk. And I'm sure they're always fucking each other in my underwear. But never, it's not even possible for a tiny to fuck a giant, except in this case. I think it does. I mean, I'm not a tiny. I don't really know what it's like, but it's got to produce the same kind of sensations as a nice good fuck. When I open up my little piss slit for his tiny, teeny, tiny little dick, I won't even be able to feel it. But it'll probably turn me on watching him fuck the little hole, and maybe some pre-cum will come out and help him. And who knows? I might even fucking start coming too and blast him into the air like a fucking volcano erupting. Oh, anyway, I'm having a fun Sunday. It's always fun hanging out with my tinies, laying in bed all day. And I just thought you had to see it. So, that's what's going on with these guys. The one I'm stroking with right now, I'm going to give him a break in a second. And that bottom one, you can see his fear, can't you? You can't even see his face, but you can tell from his posture. He is dreading his turn to be used in my jacking off. Oh, it's so fucking fun being a giant.